In closing, let me speak directly to the opposition. There are those among you who have referred overtly to me personally as the Antichrist, and this period of history as the Tribulation. You may take the following as my personal pledge. If you insist on continuing with your subversive attacks on my character and on the world harmony I have worked so hard to engender, the word tribulation will not begin to describe what is in store for you.
Well, what do you know? Carpathia's back from the dead.
3.5 years.
Yeah.
Conjure up
I guess
in your
we called
mind
that one.
Sure did.
Tribulation.
Carpathia's back
Allow
from the dead.
Introduce you.
Know what that tells me?
What?
Carpathia is God. He is God.
Left Behind. Episode 54, Firestorm.
Stay down, you guys. I don't think they can see us, but let's not chance it.
What about Darian and Vicky?
I think they climbed into the trunk of one of those cars.
Why would they do that?
Good question. Vicky's been pulling some pretty boneheaded moves lately.
Hey.
Yeah, I say ease up on the gal.
You know, I'll ease up when...
Oh, they torched the house! Well, fire that big is gonna spread to these trees pretty quickly.
Once it hits those dry pines, this whole place is going
Where does
up.
This path go? Can we drive on it?
It goes another 100 yards. It stops by a pile of wood.
So we're trapped!
Unless this jalopy sprouts wings and flies, I'd say we got a problem.
How are we gonna get out of here? I don't know, but I think this is a tire iron sticking in my back. Yeah. Yeah, can you feel anything else?
I think there's this...
Don't shake the car. They don't know we're in here.
Sorry. This feels like... like a fire extinguisher.
Oh, good! When they open the trunk, you spray them with that. I'll use the tire.
I gotta see if I can figure out how to work it in the dark.
Uh-oh, here we go. I got a feeling we're gonna be in here for a while.
I hope I don't get car sick.
Guys, those trees just caught on fire.
We've got to get out of here.
All right, hang on.
What are you going to do?
A little Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Don't tell me.
All right, I won't.
You're going to drive through the fire?
You got a better plan?
We have no idea how wide the fire is by now.
Can't be more than a couple miles. Hang on.
Look out.
Dude, are we alive?
We did it. We made it.
All right, is everyone okay? Conrad, how are you?
Well, done.
You knew he was gonna come back to life! How?
I told you, man, it's all in the Bible.
You just don't get it! If that's true, everything I've lived for years, has been a lie!
Can't help you with your history, Chief. Just let me down.
Let me see if I get this right. Jesus took all of his people away a few years back.
Yeah.
And Carpathia is some kind of antichrist or something?
Yeah.
And now he's got the devil controlling him.
Uh-huh.
And everything's just going to get worse and worse for the next few years until Jesus comes back and takes care of Carpathia.
I'd say you got it down pretty good.
Well, if that's all there is to it, it ain't all that complicated.
True. Only question is, what are you going to do about it?
Guys, we gotta figure out what we're gonna do about Darian and Vicky.
It starts with finding out where that GC cruiser is going.
Don't get too close.
Guys, we got someone following us.
Without being too obvious, can you read the plate?
Yeah, it's M3273.
That's GC.
Wait, are you sure they're following us?
Well, let's find out.
What are you doing?
Turning.
We gotta stay with that car. Darian and Vicky are in there.
Well, we'll just have to find them another way. Right now, we gotta lose this clod.
Oh, they're following us, all right.
Great. Time to see what this piece of junk can do. Hold on.
That's so cool. You say I have a mark on my head, too?
Yep, just like mine.
And Z-Van's not going to be able to see it?
Not unless he does some getting right of his own.
Speak of the devil.
And the devil appears.
What's going on, Z?
We're going to track a few tunes here. I want to do something special for Carpathia.
You're going to record here?
There a problem with that?
Well, it is a hotel, but you did say special.
No sweat. Buzzy's got that rig on his laptop. We'll lay some stuff down. If it works, we can take it into the studio.
Whatever. What about the kids?
What kids?
Lionel and Judd. They're kind of hanging out, waiting for a lift home.
Back burner, Weston. We got important things to do now. Call Buzzy, have him get some gear over here. I'll be back.
So what does that mean?
It means you better not have a hot date in the States anytime soon.
Can't we go any faster?
This thing ain't exactly the Millennium Falcon, you know.
Oh, they're getting closer.
Is there anything we can throw at them?
You see anything?
There's a spare tire and a tire iron.
Keep going. I'm gonna crawl back there.
I wasn't planning on stopping.
Ow! You stepped on my hand.
Sorry. Give me that tire iron. Thanks. Sorry, Bo. Stay down, you two.
Try the tire iron!
Yeah! Ooh, nice shoot, Tex.
They're still coming.
This may sound stupid, but can we throw the seat at him?
We're running Lake Geneva pretty soon here.
You mean the town, right?
Yeah, but it's gonna get crowded.
The seat's already loose. Maybe we can pull it out.
Janie, hop up front. Melinda, get back here.
What do you want me to do?
I'm gonna push down on these release tabs. You give the seat a good kick. All right, on three. One, two, three. Again. One, two, three.
You did it!
What are they doing up there?
Get as close as you can. I'm gonna try and shoot a tire.
You're dreaming.
Just do it! Steady! Steady!
You're pushing the seat out.
Stay on target here!
I can't maneuver with you hanging out.
Stay on target!
Get in here! Are you all right?
Got their tire. Stay with them.
Lake Geneva, this is 627. We've taken some damage, but we are still in pursuit.
667.
You sure you don't need a doctor?
Just stay on them. Just...
Come on, where'd they go? Gotcha. There they are. They just turned onto Wrigley, right behind the library.
Get them!
Gonna run into traffic along the lakefront. We got them. Where'd they go? See him.
What?
I don't see the truck. There's no way they could have just...
The lake! They're in the lake!
That thing is sinking like a stone.
Don't these guys never get tired?
How long do you guess we've been moving?
I don't know. Over an hour.
We could be in Madison or Milwaukee by now.
Let's just be ready when we stop. Our surprise advantage will only last a few seconds.
Oh, great.
571, NICOM, come in.
NICOM, 571.
Volcom is reporting 627 is broken off pursuit. The suspect vehicle crashed into the lake behind the library downtown Lake Geneva.
What?
10-4, NICOM. Any survivors?
Please.
That reported 571.
No.
Roger, NICOM. You have our 1020. We'll be 10.
I know. Let's just get out of here first, then we'll worry about the others.
But Mark!
I know! Okay, be ready.
I am.
Extinguisher first, then I go with the tire iron, then we run.
Got it.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. They must have left.
Well, that's good, right? But how are we gonna get out of here?
Seat out.
I suppose you've done this before.
Once or twice.
We're gonna need a scuba team.
Not if you guys plan on finding us. Come on, get back here. They might see you. They're not looking for us over here. They're looking in the water.
Nice driving, Graham. You used to watch a lot of television, didn't you?
Yeah, it taught me everything I know.
I have to admit, I didn't like the plan when I first heard it.
What, going around the corner and jumping out? That's an old one.
So where do we go now?
We have the money. We could get a hotel.
They'll be looking there. We need to find something less obvious.
Maybe one of these abandoned buildings.
Let's just make sure they're really abandoned first.
you doing up so early?
Trying to find a flight home.
But I thought...
I don't feel like waiting for Z-Van to cut his next double album before we split.
I hear that. Anything looking good?
We don't have nearly enough money.
Price is still sky high?
Yeah. They're worse from New Babylon than they were from Jerusalem. Everybody flew in for the funeral, now nobody wants to leave.
You think they'd lower the prices a bit, encourage people to travel?
Away from Carpathia? Less people to bow and grovel? What are you, nuts?
Yeah. Silly me.
Good thing it wasn't a police car. Back doors don't open from the inside.
Yeah, good thing.
All right, let's figure out where we are. This does look kind of familiar.
All the cars have Illinois license plates.
I have been here. This is Des Plaines.
Okay.
We can go to Zeke's gas station.
Well, let's get to it.
Hey. Hey, I think I found a place for us.
Where is it?
There's an old bookstore just up from the pier. There's already a bunch of homeless people staying there.
Homeless people? You mean like bums?
That could be good camouflage.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah, just don't let anyone know that we have money.
I don't know. Homeless people?
Yeah, homeless people, just like you and me.
Come on, it'll be all right.
Please tell me we're almost there.
Not too much further. Get down, quick, behind the bushes.
I hope they're not going to Zeke's.
Me too. Let's go. Who's driving that Hummer?
I can't see any faces.
Zeke's okay.
Whoa! Did you see that?
Oh, one less GC car we need to worry about. The Hummer's coming this way.
Hey, Lord, you can hear me!
I didn't see who was driving.
Let's see if Zeke's okay.
He'll have something to drink, right?
I'm sure.
Oh! No!
Not Zeke!
That was huge!
No one survived.
Vicky, we need to get out of here!
Give me a minute!
Oh my word! Are you two all right?
We were just taking a walk. There were cars and then it blew off!
Just taking a walk? Yes, I see that. You've got something on your forehead. Why don't you come back to my house? I'll get you cleaned up.
You're
just a foolish old lady, that's all. Come on now.
Join the GC. See the world. Wear your fingers to the bone typing reports. Ugh.
Bishop, did you finish those OD reports I gave you?
Yeah. They're right here.
Good. I need to get back downstairs. State just sent me that couple with the crazy kid to deal with.
Was that the Murrays?
How'd you know that?
I was part of the lead detail that interviewed them. I figured that's why I'd been warming this chair.
You know, contrary to popular opinion, Natalie, desk detail is not a punishment. Somebody's got to do it.
Look, I know these people. They seem to trust me. Give me half an hour and they'll tell me everything you want to know.
I can let you talk to the kid. Command has fairly specific orders in regards to the Murrays.
That sounds less than promising.
For them, not us.
This could be cozy.
I don't know. A couple throw pillows, a few flowers.
Well, we can't stay here long. The GC will send someone along eventually.
Hey, guys! There's someone you gotta meet.
Really?
Hi. My name's Colin. Colin Dial.
He's got the mark. Can you see it?
Nothing personal, but...
Oh, hey, it's real, okay?
Again, nothing personal, just checking.
So what do you want from us?
I don't want anything. I may have something to offer you.
Keep talking.
My wife and I have a farm. It's the perfect place to hide out.
What if we're not interested in hiding out?
Then it's a place to rest for a while. It's a nice setup. You folks look like you could use a good meal.
I know I could.
Listen, guys, I don't want to sound weird or anything. It's just that God planted this burden on me to come down here today. I think he wanted us to meet.
Come on, Conrad. Where's your snappy comeback to that?
Sorry. Fresh out, I guess.
Wow, this must be an act of God.
I hope you can connect to the outside world. I haven't been able to do anything with it since that earthquake took the phone lines down a while back.
I already got it going, Maggie. We just need to select one of the new GC internet service providers.
I don't want anything to do with the GC.
The trick is to use them to do something good.
Like this.
What's this?
This is a page we created that tells people about...
Well, kids mainly.
About Jesus, the prophecies, the Bible, and what to expect next.
What a great idea.
We also use it to get our email.
Vicky, there's an email from Natalie.
Oh, let me see it.
Now, who's that?
She's a friend of ours who works for the GC.
Oh, no. This is bad.
What is it?
C and the M's. They're scheduled for execution.
We ought to go get in his face, find out when we're gonna go home.
You can try if you want. You won't get a straight answer from him anytime soon.
If you're not gonna take this seriously, I'll get someone else.
Trouble, Z?
Nothing Boomer can't fix by playing it right!
So, how long do you expect this album to take?
We haven't even started working on the album. This is for the statue dedication.
Say what?
You gotta stay up on the news there, Boy Scout. Lord Carpathia is having statues of himself built. They're gonna put them in every city in the world so people can worship him.
Great. I can't wait.
Something else you better not wait for.
What's that?
Remember how Lord Carpathia raised himself from the dead?
Remember how he told you he would?
The potentate figures his resurrection will help change the minds of those who are against him. Man, this is... genius!
Let me guess. He's gonna make a mark for everybody to wear.
So, you have been keeping up.
Depends on the source, I guess.
Each mark has a set of numbers to identify where you're from. They inject a biochip under your skin so they'll know every person on the planet.
What about people living deep in the jungle and stuff?
What am I? Albert Schweitzer? I don't know.
Suppose we don't take his mark.
You will. Get used to it, kiddo. The marks are coming.
So do you two understand the plan?
I do. I'm just not sure it's gonna work.
It does sound rather creative. Uh-oh. Only the GC would knock when there's a perfectly good doorbell.
Time for us to head downstairs. Let's go.
Well, hello there.
You Margaret Scully?
Oh, dear me. Nobody calls me Margaret. You can call me Maggie.
Mrs. Scully, we're looking for two girls who have been seen in the neighborhood. Your neighbor says he's seen a strange girl over here.
Well, are they in some kind of trouble?
Here, look at this picture. Have you seen her?
Pretty girl. She looks like my granddaughter.
Yeah. Have you seen her lately?
Let me see that picture again. I've been having trouble remembering things lately.
Okay, take your time.
Yes, she does look like someone who came to the house a couple days ago.
Okay, could you tell us where she went?
She didn't say anything about going anywhere. She talked a lot about Nikolai Carpathia. He's not my favorite subject. You see, the global community denied my insurance claim after
Ma'am, do you have any idea where she went?
I don't know what's wrong with me. One minute, I can think straight. And the next, I'm all mixed
up. Okay. Look, I'll leave you alone now. If you see the girl again, just give us a call.
Unbelievable. Give that lady an Academy Award.
Wow. I spent some time on the boards when I was younger.
You almost made me believe it.
I hope I can be that convincing tonight.
Yeah, me too.
On the door! Are you Charlie?
You have a... You're in the club.
Yeah, I'm in the club. I know your friend Vicky.
Have you seen her?
Charlie, I'm gonna get you out of here.
What about Mr. and Mrs. Murray?
They won't let me see them.
Is the GC gonna hurt them?
Charlie, I need you to listen to what I'm gonna tell you, okay?
Okay.
So, did you get anything out of the kid?
He believes I'm a Ben Judah follower. He said he'd lead me to the others tonight, but I gotta get his dog.
His dog?
It was at the schoolhouse. I've been keeping it in my apartment.
What do we need the dog for?
If that Vicky B girl sees the dog, she'll know I'm on the up and up.
All right, but I'm going with.
I already anticipated that. I told Charlie that another Ben Judah friend would be coming with.
Good. I don't want any foul-ups tonight, Bishop.
Whatever you say, sir.
And you guys can stay in here. There's a shower back there.
And there's enough room for 10 people in there.
There's another room for the girls.
It's like a bunker down here.
Well, what'd you build this place for, anyway?
My wife and I took that Y2K thing pretty seriously.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. And I used to be in the local militia.
Hey, Mark, you hear that? You two can do the secret handshake.
A few pals of mine helped dig it out, line it with concrete. We're pretty sure it can handle a direct bomb hit.
Hopefully we won't be here to test that.
Yeah, the plan is to crash here long enough just to find our friends.
Stay as long as you like. I'll let you guys talk about it.
So, what do you think?
I think it's a pretty good deal.
Well, I'm okay staying here for a while. I just want to make sure we find Darian and Vicky first.
Is anything looking familiar yet?
I think so. I think we're close.
He's been saying that for 45 minutes. I'm calling command. Tell them we're coming back in. These stupid phones! I can never get through!
I should have known better than that.
That must be yours. I just turned mine off.
Henderson.
My name is Maggie Scully. Your office gave me your number.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Scully. I'm very busy.
I know! You're looking for two girls.
Why, yes, I am, ma'am. Do you know where they are?
They're in my house right now. They think I'm ordering them a pizza from Gino's. With extra mushrooms.
Good, good. Just keep them there. Give me your address.
It's 8005 North Parsdale.
Good. We're close. We'll be there in a couple of minutes. Whatever you do, don't let them know we're coming.
I won't. In fact, I...
What's going on, Mr. Man?
We're going to see your friends, Charlie.
Oh,
just a few more minutes till we see your friends. Stay here, Bishop. Watch the kid and the dog.
But I...
You have your orders.
Is everything okay, Natalie?
It will be as soon as she lets him in the house. Okay, he's in. Grab Phoenix.
Where's Vicky?
She ought to be here any second faster than that, actually.
Hey, hi.
Charlie, you have to keep the dog quiet.
Good to see you, Charlie. We really appreciate your help, Natalie.
Don't worry about it. Just don't get caught.
We'll try.
You know you can't take this car, right? It's got a tracking device.
Maggie gave us her keys. We're taking her car.
We better hurry. Henderson won't be in there too long. Take this.
Pepper spray? What are we supposed to do with that?
Spray me in the face with it?
What?
We have to make it look like you overpowered me, and there's no way I can do it to myself.
I can't do that to you.
You have to. I'll be all right. Just do it. Now!
Okay!
Oh, we have to go!
Come on.
Hey!
Are you okay?
Oh!
Dispatch, this is Tango 1.
Go ahead, Tango.
The suspects are in a brown Mercury Grand Marquis heading north from my position. I want roadblocks set up in a 10-mile perimeter, and I mean now.
Head north.
What? What's going on, man? You alright?
I don't know. I just get the weirdest feeling.
What feeling?
Like I'm supposed to pray.
For who?
Vicky. I'm supposed to pray for Vicky. I think she's in trouble.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.